Police made a key arrest on Thursday as they try and unravel a convoluted case involving the company that runs Prague's metro, trams and buses. Each time anyone buys a paper ticket, a tiny proportion of the sum goes to an obscure offshore company in the Virgin Islands. Investigators believe the money ends up in the hands of Ivo Rittig, a Monaco-based Czech businessman who was among four people arrested on money laundering charges. The burly Mr. Rittig started life as an amateur boxer and money changer, but he's now believed to be one of the most powerful people in the country, operating in the shady grey area between business and politics. Rob Cameron spoke to Robert Brześcian, chief commentator for the weekly Ekonom.
I think that for the most of the Czech population, it's sort of a relief that somebody like Ivo Rittig was finally taken. On the other hand, nobody knows what's going to be the end of this story, which is, I guess, the most important question. Because one thing is that somebody is for 2 days in jail, and different question is what's going to be after court decision.
If you pick up Mladá Fronta Dnes and look at it today, you know, the first three pages, all about Rittig, as if the police had arrested Al Capone. Do you think Ivo Rittig is di capi di tutto capi? Or is he just one of many shady figures in the world of Czech business and politics?
He can be considered as a so-called big fish, definitely. He is the very influenced man. His influence is connected mainly with Civic Democrats, you know, the political party which has indeed trouble just now. And he is, or he was, a very influential man. But I'm not sure if he is the head of Czech mafia. I'm not sure. I think that they can be bigger fishes than Ivo Rittig, but definitely it's quite big fish, and it's quite important that he will be forced to answer many important questions which are connected with the flow of public money to the private pockets.
Does it give you hope? Do you think things are changing in this country?
You know, it's very hard to say, because Ivo Rittig isn't the first guy who was just now jailed. We have several others, for example, Marek Dalík or Martin Barta, Pít Barta, and so on. And what I said at the beginning, the most important will be if Ivo Rittig will face Czech justice, and if he will be sentenced to several years, or he will be released.